Pledge of allegiance, please. We have had the roll call, and I just wanted to let you know, we're going to read a letter here first, because you're going to see that Gene Marr's name is not up there. So if you don't mind just reading that real fast, just let me know what's going on.
Dear Chairman Dunston, please accept my letter of resignation from the Madison County Board District 11, effective September 30th, 2013. I have accepted a position with the City of Troy as Economic Development Coordinator, and Illinois state law prohibits me from serving in that capacity while being an elected county board member. It has been an honor to serve on the Madison County Board for the past 11 years. I have enjoyed participating in the legislative process that allows us to govern our county and have always attempted to be a strong voice of reason for this constituents in District 11 and throughout the county. I wish you and my fellow county board members success as you preserve the values that make Madison County such a wonderful place to live. Respectfully, Jean Myers.
I was caught off guard when she told me she had to resign, but I think the City of Troy's gain is going to be Madison County's loss. Now, when I've asked the Republican Party, along with Jean Myers, I'm probably going to have Roger Alons and Bill Maher help me on a few things here, is I've asked them to come up with three names that they would consider putting into that position, and I will interview those three people and try to stay within those three people to choose someone to be on the county board to take Jean's place. I have 60 days to do that, but the way she resigned, I will be doing it in the November meeting. So hopefully we'll have a new board member in that seat in November. But I think she'll be missed. And by the way, we tried to get her here today to give her a little plaque. I think it's going to be next month. In November, we'll probably get her here to do something. Okay? Could I have a motion to approve the minutes, Ms. Hawkins?
Yes, I make a motion to approve the previous board meeting minutes.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Glasper on a question. All in favor by a sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Correspondence.
Chairman, you have two letters, one from Shell Oil regarding the construction work inside the refinery, and you have a letter from the Illinois Department of Transportation regarding a notification to maintain. We also have the monthly reports of the county clerk, circuit clerk, and recorder. We have the population report from the sheriff's office, the monthly report of the coroner's office, the treasurer's monthly investment report.
Is that it? Appointments?
Chairman, you have one appointment. It's for the Morrow Public Water District. Brian Titsworth is recommended for appointment to the unexpired term of Donald Piper, who has resigned.
I'll entertain a motion to approve that. We have a motion.
I'll move.
We have a motion by Mr. Alon. Second.
Second
by Mr. Madison on a question. All in favor by a sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Buildings and Facilities Management Committee, Mr. Adler.
Mr. Chairman and fellow board members, I move that we approve a resolution for the 2013 holiday schedule for the month of November 2013.
Okay, we have a motion. We have a second on the question. All in favor by a sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Thank you, Mr. Adler.
Thank you, Chairman.
Okay, Finance Government Operations Committee, if you were bringing 1 through 8 first, and then we'll go to 8 and 9.
Yes. Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the board, the Finance Committee has 10 items for your consideration this evening. We're going to leave 9 and 10. We'll bring them in separate. We have summary report of claims and transfers, immediate emergency appropriation 2013 Child Ad Center CACI grant, immediate emergency appropriation 2014 Health Department IBCCP grant, immediate emergency appropriation 2014 Health Department in-person counseling service grant, immediate emergency appropriation 2014 Health Department preparedness grant, immediate emergency appropriation 2013 Health Department HIV grant, resolution to renew 2-year maintenance agreement for AutoMart ADA equipment for Madison County Clerk, resolution approving construction contract for the Southwest Illinois Flood Prevention Council. This is signed by 6 members of the committee, I move your approval.
We have a motion. Is there a second? We have it on the computer.
Yes.
Okay, we've got a second on the question. Roll call. Mr. Alons? There you go. Got it.
The votes are left.
Oh, vote carried. Mr. Minner, would you bring in number 9 and 10, please?
Yes, sir. Resolution authorizing the issuance of general obligation bonds of the County of Madison, Illinois, to finance improvement to county jail. Resolution engaging and approving the service of consultants and professionals in connection with the issuance of general obligation bonds for county by the county. This is signed by 6 members of the committee. I move your approval.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Yes.
We do have a second. On the question.
Mr. Chairman.
Okay. And by the way, when you speak, I'm going to allow you to speak one time, so say everything you're going to say when you get up and speak. Ms. Kuhn.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I've had numerous phone calls on this issue. If this issue passes, would it not be sensible to use money in reserve rather than borrow? Repairs should be made within our budget without creating a new tax. It's always been my understanding since I've been on the board that the purchasing policy of Madison County was 3 bids. The economy is much worse at this time than compared to several years ago when 11 bids were made on the shelter care issue. To have one bid on borrowing $18 million seems a bit unfair to the taxpayers.
Okay, anything
so
else?
That's a question.
Okay, thank you. Is it you done?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Lisa, go ahead.
Tom,
you want to go first, Tom? Oh,
sure. I concur with what Judy said. I mean, we've got $25 million in unassigned reserves. We've got another $6 million in the capital projects fund. That's $31 million. If we had a 25% reserve, which would be $10 million, that would leave us $21 million. Now, that's a simplistic view, and I understand that. But it's still $21 million. And to think that we can't bring one nickel out of any of the restricted or unrestricted funds, it just seems that's not what I would do in my own household or what I would do in my business. And I respectfully but adamantly disagree. And I think there's another way to do it. And we talked about it for 2 hours the other day. And I think there were several other ideas thrown out there. And I just hate to see us borrow $18.9 million when I really don't think we have to do that.
Okay. Lisa?
It's not that I disagree with this project, although I might like to see a scaled-down version. I feel the project was rushed, and I was wondering why these services were not taken out for bid. Mr. Walters brought up a great point at the last meeting that when we do any construction work, the construction companies have to go off the bid. I felt that we, from the last meeting, that there was no compromise. I also asked if the motion that I made last meeting for the people to have a vote on the bond issues to be put on the agenda, I was told it has to go through committee. Most likely it wouldn't even get out of committee. Also, I've noted that on the logos, I noted that the logos on the engineer presentation that was presented in August and October, AAIC, Juno, and Farmers Environmental Services, Juno and AAIC has donated thousands of dollars to elected officials in Madison County. The Farmers Environmental employs one of our Madison County board members. I am not making any accusations, but these are the facts. And for me, this doesn't pass the smell test. So I'm a no vote.
Okay. Any other comments? Mr. Madison.
I'm in agreement with my colleagues. I have to say that I've been extremely disappointed in this entire process. We're using a backdoor referendum to bypass the voters, which is illegal in other states, including Missouri. I think we're borrowing twice the amount of money that we need to borrow. We're paying twice as much, if not more, interest than we need to. None of these projects are emergencies. They don't have to be done all in the same year, especially the next budget year. We're not adding any standard jail cells. We have rushed this project in order to force us to extend the jail bond. We've paid a financial consultant that didn't look into any short-term financial options and belittled anyone trying to get you guys to look into those. The sad thing is that you probably would have had full support had you done this the right way. But because you did it the wrong way, I cannot vote for this. I did not come to the Madison County Board to treat my constituents this way. So let's all vote no today. Let's start doing this the right way tomorrow and get this project moving forward if it really needs to, but do it the right way. Thank you.
Any other comments or questions? Ms. Hawkins?
Yes. Yeah. I appreciate giving the extra time to study this issue, the jail issue, and I've come to the conclusion that the Madison County Jail, built in 1980, has a serious problem, such as crumbling water system, sewers, etc. I'd hate to think that if I had a family member in jail for any reason, that that person would drink water from a faulty water line, get sick, or die. I would never forgive myself if I voted no on this important issue. Now, I am also sure that the engineers are checking this faulty water system, and perhaps maybe get bottled water until we get this straightened out, that on the spur of the moment, you know, we would be able to take care of this, not only for the inmates, but all the people that work at the county jail. Thank you.
Any other comments, questions? Last time. You know, we've talked about this project a long time. This has not been rushed in any way. This has been in the Buildings Committee for over a year. It's been to the Finance numerous times. And repairs have been done, Ms. Kuhn, throughout the years through the jail. It's kind of like a Band-Aid approach. And it's gotten to the point where you have to do some much-needed reconstruction of the jail project. Believe me, I'm not thrilled about spending $18 million on a jail. You know, I used to go around and speak. One of my things about speaking was, is this county is virtually debt-free. This is going to be the only debt that Madison County has. And if you look at all the other counties in the state of Illinois, there's less debt than any other county is going to have, even with the $18 million. We've done meetings on this. We showed what our reserves were. Okay, we're due to $18 million. We got about $10 million in projects that will be coming out of reserves. Plus, when you do a levy this year, and I don't think people really understand how this is going to work. When you do a levy in November, it's going to show a 0% levy increase. And then when you're going to have the bonds, it's going to be on the following month, and that's going to be added to the levy. But the reason it looks like that is basically we are using the reserves. When you use a zero levy for all the other funds, that means their fund balances are going to have to come down to do this project. And we always said that we would do this project within a 3-4% levy type thing. So when you vote for a levy in November, it's going to show zero. And when you vote for the following month to do the bonds, issuing of the bonds, it's going to bring it up to, I think, 3.4%, if I'm not mistaken, which is what we always promise. So we are trying to do it in-house. And for some reason, we haven't been able to explain that very well. But and I appreciate all my Republican colleagues because, you know, you have a say in some of these things, too. I think we did do this openly. I mean, we've had various meetings. We talked about all these projects. You know, I would ask that you vote yes, and let's move forward. But regardless of how this vote turns out, we're going to continue being the best county in the state of Illinois. Roll call. Motion carried.
28.
Okay. Grants Committee, anything else, Mr. Minner?
No, sir. That's all.
Okay. Grants Committee, Mr. Malone.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, fellow board members. Mr. Chairman, would you like me to bring in D&E?
If you could, please.
Yes. The Grants Committee has two resolutions for your consideration, and I would make note that in the first resolution there is a typo. Dollar is supposed to be solar. The D should be an S. So we have a resolution authorizing an economic development loan to Day and Night Solar, LLC. We have a resolution authorizing submission of the 2014 Community Services Block Grant Program grant application from the County of Madison, Illinois. And Grant Committee and the Finance and Government Operations Committee has four resolutions, a resolution awarding bids for weatherization refrigerators, a resolution awarding bids for weatherization lead-based paint material, a resolution awarding bids for weatherization electrical contractor, and a resolution awarding bids for weatherization HVAC contractor. I move for their adoption.
Second.
Do we have a motion and a second on the question?
I have a question.
Mr. Adler.
Regarding this, the resolution awarding bids for weatherization lead-based paint material, that's been illegal since 1977. Do you mean the abatement of lead-based paint material?
Yes. Do we have somebody that can answer that?
Yes. Actually, we do work in houses that are pre 1978.
Still have paint there.
This is for the equipment for the carpenters that go into the houses that are working on that base paint.
So it's protective equipment?
It's their protection.
It's for their protection.
Very good.
Gloves,
yeah. Right.
Okay. Any other questions?
Getting that stuff, who are we getting that stuff from? Who got the bid? I can't remember. Yeah, it's in the packet.
Do you have any other questions, Mr. Adler?
Yes, sir.
You have any other questions?
I have no other
questions. Okay. We're fine with it, it sounds like. Yeah. Any other questions? Roll call. Anything else, Mr. Malone?
No, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
I think that was Reese Environmental that got the bid. Okay. Health Department Committee, Mr. Holliday.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen on the board. The Madison County Health Department has an opening for a staff nurse. Also, flu vaccines have started and are available on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Fridays during regular clinic hours. And I ask that activity report be placed on file as presented.
We do that. Thank you. Information Assistance Committee, Mr. Brazier, could you bring that in for me?
Chairman,
yes.
I have a resolution to purchase maintenance renewal on Microsoft software licensing for the Madison County Information Technology Department, and I move for its approval.
You have a motion. Is there a second?
Yes.
On the question? Roll call. I'm sorry. Do you have a question? I'm sorry, Mr.
No, I have a second. That's
okay. Roll call.
Mr. Alonz.
Okay. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Brazier? Anything else? Okay. Personnel and Labor Relations Committee, Ms. Roosevelt.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. We have one resolution authorizing the continuation of the Employee Assistance Program, and I ask for your approval.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Yes.
We have a second on the question. Roll call.
I thought I did it.
Ms. Roosevelt?
I'm
okay.
On.
Okay.
Motion carried.
Anything else, Ms. Roosevelt?
No, thank you.
And you had to excuse me. I have sinuses, so I've been coughing all day. Planning Development Committee, if you could bring in both I and J, Mr. Mario, I would appreciate it.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Planning and Development Committee has the following resolutions for your approval. Finding in facts and recommendations, resolutions, refund resolution B13026, and a resolution to award the contract for stormwater policy and floodplain management consulting services. I so move approval.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Yes.
On the motion, any questions? Roll call. Motion carry, Ms. Maher. Anything else?
That is all. Thank you.
Thank you. Real Estate Tax Cycle Committee, Mr. Tocano.
Mr. Chairman, fellow board members, the Real Estate Tax Cycle Committee has the following property trustee resolution. I move for its adoption.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Yes.
We got a second on the question. Roll call. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Tocano?
That's all I have, Mr.
Okay.
Chairman.
Mr. Simonison, Transportation Committee.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, fellow board members, the Transportation Committee has three resolutions for your consideration. The final payment resolution on Torch Club Culvert on Torch Club Road in Foster Township. Number two is a resolution for establishing an alternate speed zone, Saline Road District. And number three is a final payment resolution for the Roosevelt Bridge on Roosevelt Drive in Fort Russell Township. It's been signed by all members of the committee, and I move for its approval.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Yes.
We have a second on the question. Roll call. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Simonis?
No, Mr. Chairman, thank you. That
okay.
is all.
Entertain a motion to adjourn, and hopefully the Cardinals win tonight.
So move.
We have a motion, second. All in favor, by sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it.